Jesus. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way and turn this call over to either Minister Tiffany or Pastor Vanessa or somebody.
Oh, I think I'll catch the baton. This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, still by way of TV this morning. Praise God to each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for getting the people greeted and spiritually seated on this tremendously thankful Tuesday. We praise God for each and every one of you on the live this morning. We thank God that you have chosen to be a part of what God is doing in the Master's Call family. And in this season of Thanksgiving, we never want to forget the reason for the season is to celebrate our Lord and Savior. So again, on behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Spring, and I'm humbled to walk alongside her as we began this journey over a year ago, we welcome you to the Master's Call. And this call is all really about the Master. As we love to say, from Genesis all the way to the maps, we don't even stop in Revelation, all the way to the maps, each and every morning, we get on this call and we say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. We say, thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity. And especially because we never can forget, he was born to die. Isn't that awesome? He made a decision to leave perfection, to leave heaven and come to earth for us. I don't know about y'all, but boy, that would have been a long deliberation period to say, now I'm going to leave where I have everything, where heaven has no sin, no sorrow, no suffering, and to come to the earth and to go through that journey of being born in a manger, to have the birthday that we celebrate. So I'm excited this morning for all of us on the Master's Call. And the reason this mission statement, the mandate from heaven that God put on our lives and on the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, when I get on the line and hear all these chimes and people shouting out from coast to coast, it blesses our hearts for the manifestation of his promises that on this call, through the spoken word of God, our lives are enriched, saturated with the word, where our hearts are anointed and appointed to go out and do great things. And because it's the word of God, it enhances us. It adds on so that we, with eyes of faith, can see the possibilities that God has for us. And boy, when we download into our understanding that rhema word of God, we're empowered to go out and wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring people, especially in this season, into God's marvelous light. And the foundational scripture for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. That 13th verse in the book of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So with the word before us, we forge ahead on this call each and every day to celebrate Jesus. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you on the line. Now, we have a website so that you can use this website as a tool for a testimony of the word of God, and we're encouraging everyone. While people are passing out presents, we're asking you to pass out this website to let others know that there's a place where they can go and hear the word of God and take a word break, take a break to get their spirits refreshed, revived, and restored. Asking you to also spread the word and invite at least two people to this call. So when we're giving out gifts, give the gift of life of the word of God to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themasters.morningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can avail yourself all the way back to our Alpha on October 25th back in 2010 to the messages, the awesome words that have gone forth on this line each and every morning. And when Dr. PK and I began this journey, we were clear that we were also to be a place of prayer. We understand that prayer changes things. We understand that there needed to be a place where the will of God can be pushed through the midwives of prayer. And everybody is a midwife, whether you're a man or a woman, to birth the will of God. It just doesn't happen because you desire it. It happens because people pray. So we encourage each and every one of you in the Master's Call family to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Your prayer requests, the petitions that we as prayer warriors will bombard heaven and look out with expectation for the breakthrough. We've watched God that we know hears but has answered so many of our prayers. If you have any comments or want to get in contact with us, again, email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will be faithful, firm, and consistent to wrap those prayer requests in the Word of God and watch the anointing destroy every yoke and bring through the Jehovah Nissi banner of victory into your lives. We are always looking for prayer warriors, those who have a heart to pray, a desire to pray. I feel like we've been saying this for a long time, and a lot of y'all have been sitting on the porch, and we're asking for the conviction of the Holy Ghost for you to step up and be a part. Don't worry about how eloquent you may or may not pray. This is a learning ground, a mentoring ground. Each and every prayer warrior will tell you, that's my heart as a prophetic teacher. And you got to have an alpha somewhere. And we are more than open and willing for you to come and be a part of our team. And even if you can just say, Jesus, Jesus, have your way on this call, we welcome you to be a part. So be obedient and submissive to the will of God if he's tugging on your heart. And I know he's tugged on many of you all to email us at the Master's Morning Call. And our prayer general minister, Robin, will get back with you. The tool that God used, the bridge to yoke our hearts together, is Artists International. And we've been talking about artists because it is that God-ordained Christian company that began over 22, almost 23 years ago with the Diaz and De Leon family. And they have been faithful with that baton through time to carry this company of wellness, of health and nutrition and green products. We're not just one line. We have several awesome products. And now our coffee has been rolled out and an energy drink. Man, we have so much going on that we're excited about. And we're encouraging all of our artist distributors to make sure that you're visiting your back office and availing yourself to the many things that are going out with the new product that's being rolled out. And all of us, to make that visit to the website of www.artists.com/vision2012. So you'll know what we're all about, because without a vision, the people perish. But we've got an awesome eagle-eye vision for this upcoming year. And artists is spelled A as in apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in yellow, S as in Sam, Sam. artists.com/vision2012 and see what all the excitement is all about. And again, for those of you on the line who are not a power artist, I strongly encourage you to be open and take a look and get back with the person who invited you on this call. And at this time, we're going to have Minister Candy come back to the line and give us our opening prayer. And one of our prayer warriors has her mouth full with the Word of God is going to minister to us, as she always does, with might and power. So for right now, Minister Candy, if you would come back and give us our opening prayer.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We honor you, Lord, and we come this morning to praise you and give thanks to you. We thank you for bringing us through another week. We thank you for this time to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for the angels of the Lord who encamp around us, protecting us from hurt, harm and danger. And God, because of your mercy and loving kindness, we are alive this morning, and we purpose to fulfill your call for our lives to glorify you. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa answering your call to give life to this ministry. We thank you for blessing them more and more and more and increasing them more and more and more. We thank you for our speaker, and we thank you, oh God, for each fresh word that we receive each morning that inspires us to draw nearer to you, a word that empowers us to reach our wealthy place as kings in the marketplace, a word that enhances our lives as we become a blessing to others who are looking for truth and righteousness. We thank you for all our listeners, and we bless each person who joins us each morning. We thank you that the message this morning comes unfiltered and unhindered and unaltered by the enemy. Father, I give charge to the angels. I release the Holy Spirit in the atmosphere this morning. I command all satanic influence and demonic hindrances and every dark spirit to vanish from the frequencies of this call. I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit is roaming through the phone lines like a heat-seeking missile, searching for hearts that are pure and humble, searching for hearts that are yielded, searching for hearts that are full of integrity, searching for hearts that are desperate and just reaching and desiring more and more and more of you, searching for hearts that have a servant's heart, desperate to please you, God. We thank you for the spiritual ears that are open to hear and hearts that are conditioned to receive revelation knowledge as you, God, gives voice to your word through Minister Willa. Father, I pray that we take this word and meditate on it throughout the day. I pray that we will be doers of this word and not just hearers of it. And I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus, and I call it done in Jesus' name. And so is it. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen for that strategic prayer. I tell you, I know all the heavens have been aligned and the anointing gone forth with that prayer. Praise God. Well, I tell you, the speaker this morning, she's absolutely no stranger to the call. We praise God for her as one of our faithful prayer warriors. Our speaker this morning is Minister Willa Peterson, has been married to Gerald Peterson for 37 blessed years. And I love how she says she's the mother of three grown children, Javon, Keenan, and Macy. And Will is a member of Living Water Christian Center there with who we all love, Pastor Bill Winston in Forest Park, Illinois. She's an active member of the Tate Ministry and the Evangelism Team. What Willa loves most about serving in these ministries is the ability to communicate God's love for those she encounters. On the evangelism trail, Willa is blessed by the opportunity to encourage, pray, and lead souls to the Lord, which is what it's all about. She also is an entrepreneur. She's a founder of Let's Make Up Incorporated, where she conducts workshops teaching women how to apply their makeup coupled with self-esteem life skills. In addition, she's a freelance makeup artist and has done makeup for television, photo shoots, weddings, proms, etc., and probably beautiful Christmas pictures for the cards. Get you extra business there, woman of God. Willa is a certified health minister and wellness educator with over 10 years of experience and knowledge of foods that nourish the body at a secular level, as well as the knowledge of the key ingredients to a living, to the living of a more healthier, productive lifestyle. But most of all, Willa loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show in every area of her life. Without further ado, woman of God, just take your time because I know we're running a little over before we give it to you today. We present to you Minister Evangelist Willa Peterson. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for the beautiful introduction. My God, my God. Minister Candy, you know, we could just have had the prayer and just gone on to the closing prayer with that prayer. I just know, oh, my God, God is working. He's faithful, and you know I love you, girl, and I'll talk to you later on. And, Dr. Vanessa, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring the message this morning. I thank God for each TMC listener. I consider you my morning family, and I thank you for choosing to start your day with us. And Lord knows I pray that what I say will be a blessing to you this morning. Well, during this Thanksgiving Christmas season, Dr. Vanessa has been doing a beautiful job of teaching on giving thanks and having an attitude of gratitude. And as I thought and prayed about the message to bring this morning, the Lord put on my heart to talk about Thanksgiving's first cousin, the next of kin, which is praise. So my message is entitled, Remembering Who He Is This Christmas, with the subtitle, Who Is He to You? Give Him Praise. Now, Strong's Concordance defines Thanksgiving as being thankful at what God has done historically in your life. Being thankful is acknowledging what He has done. Strong defines praise as acknowledging Him for His perfections, works, benefits, and excellences. When we praise, we are focusing on who He is, praising Him for His excellence and giving Him adoration for His attributes. We give thanks for what He has done and praise for who He is. Praising Him activates the fullness He has for us. It begins to take the focus off us and puts the focus on Him. Psalm 104 says, Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Now, I read somewhere where it said, when we thank God, it opens the gates. The gate is our first contact, and it will not open up to us except with thanksgiving. Now, once we enter on the other side of the gate, we have one more barrier before we get into His courts, and that is offering our praise. Our words of praise change from historic to powerful. Praise elevates us into God's presence and fullness. Our praise speaks to the circumstances, to the hurts. Our praise ushers us into the courts as we reflect on what He has done and what He is about to do. So just praise Him. Glory be to God. We praise you, Lord. Psalm 22:3 says, The Lord dwells in the praises of His people. Now, I don't know about you, but I want God to live in my praise. I want Him to take up residence. I just want Him to kick off His shoes to be comfortable in and with my praise, because He knows it comes from a sincere heart. So as we praise Him, what is the purpose of Christmas? Who is He to you? The scripture verse that I'm taking my text from this morning is one of my favorites during this Christmas season, and it can be found in Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a son, a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulders. And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Praise Him. Glory be to God. As I prepared for this message and read a number of translations, I found most of the Bibles left out a simple punctuation mark that made the difference in the number of characteristics attributed to His name. That simple punctuation mark was a comma between the words Wonderful and Counselor. The King James Version and the New King James Versions were the two versions that included the comma, thereby making the distinction. So as I prepare for this message and read many translations, I noticed that that comma made the difference in the characteristics of His to His name, of the attributes to His name. So this morning, I will give five reasons to praise Him as we remember who He is this Christmas. Reason number one, we can praise Him as we remember Him as Wonderful. According to the Believer's Commentary, His name as Wonderful is a noun, not an adjective, and speaks of His person and work. Wonderful is not just who God is, but what God does. He is faithful and consistent in His greatness. He has never failed in His promises to His children. There is a song written by Audrey Meyer on Christmas Day in 1955, And I'm sure you have heard this song. You've sung this song. I will not attempt to sing it this morning because I want you to have a good day. And I can just see my sister Candy over there saying, Lord, please don't let us sing. So I'm just going to say the words to the song. And here are some of the words. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Bow down before him. Love and adore him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. So the first reason to remember to celebrate him is because his name is wonderful. Reason number two, praise him as we remember Jesus as our counselor. John 14:26 says, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance for those things that I said to you. God always has our best interests at heart. He always does. What changes do you need to make based on his counsel? What has God told you to do and you decided to do it your way? Seek his counsel and do it. He will provide everything you need. I am a living witness. It is interesting how God uses every experience in our lives. In his kingdom, nothing is lost. And I just want to share a personal testimony, and I see I only have about four more minutes, but I'll give you the short version. As a teacher, I'm a teacher. However, 9 years ago, I became a Mary Kay beauty consultant, and so I enjoyed that so much, and as you heard in my bio, I trained to become a makeup artist. Well, after doing that, God literally rolled out a business for me, and you heard the name of that, Let's Makeup, Inc., with a tagline where inner and outer beauty meet. He instructed me on the type of workshops I was to conduct. One was called Less Makeup, Shape Up, The Basics, Relationship Reconciliation and Forgiveness, which was the first message I presented here on the TMC. In this workshop, I was to talk about making up on the outside, the face, but also making up on the inside, broken relationships. Another workshop he gave me was Let's Makeup Shape Up, where I was to teach women how to put on their makeup according to their face anatomy and eating healthy. I had some health challenges, and as a result of changing my diet, my health improved. You know, what Satan means for bad, God can take it and make it for good. Well, I kind of ignored this beautiful plan God had for me to do these workshops, although I talked with people and would give them healthy tips. But I wasn't quite doing it the way God gave it to me. And I became an artist distributor, believing that that would satisfy the makeup, shape up part of the workshop, still not being exactly obedient to what God told me to do. And almost every morning before rising, I would hear this quiet voice that said, you still haven't done it the way I told you to do. However, God is patient. So one morning during my prayer time, I said, God, if this health thing is what you want me to do, then show me how. And in less than 3 weeks, the doors opened. I had an opportunity to go to Shelby, North Carolina, and train as a health minister through Hallelujah Acres. And now I am a student at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. God is opening all kinds of doors. Just as a result of being obedient to his counsel. And I praise him. God isn't going to ever tell us to do anything wrong. His counsel is always on point, on target, precise, and accurate. We can go to friends and family and ask for advice, and that's okay too. For Proverbs 11:14 tells us, without counsel, without guidance, the people fall. But with many counselors, there is victory. However, in the final decision-making process, do what God told you to do. And I'm going to give just one more reason, and I hope at some other time I can finish up because there are five reasons. Reason number three why we want to praise this is him is to remember him as our Almighty God. Colossians 1:11 in God's Word translation reads, we ask him to strengthen you by his glorious might, with all the power you need to patiently endure with joy. When we stay connected to the vine, as in John 15:5, I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produce much fruit, because what you do cannot for there is nothing you can do without me. I'll read that again. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. When we remain in him, we have much power. What are you trying to do in your own power? What are you trying to do in your own strength? What have you blocked the plans that God has for you? Where have you blocked those plans? Remember, he is almighty. He sees around corners we can't see, and he knows what we don't know. Yes, from our perspective, it may appear that things aren't working out as they should or as fast as they should. That's because we're looking at it from a cornfield view. Now, you may say, Sister Willa, what is a cornfield view? Well, I am so happy you asked. You see, when you walk along a cornfield, it appears that the corn is growing everywhere, and it looks pretty much all bunched up together. We get a glimpse of a row, but for the most part, all we see is a massive field of corn. Now, if you were to look at that same cornfield from an aerial perspective, in the air from the airplane, you would see that all the rows are neat and in an orderly, well-thought-out manner. Well, that is how life seems to be, my brothers and sisters. Oftentimes, when we look at our lives from the cornfield, it looks like a mess. Seems like nothing is working. It seems to be all out of order. However, when we look at it the way God sees our lives, he sees it as in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Now, this is something to shout about, a reason to give him praise. He will even take what I call our today's neglect is tomorrow's burden mess and work it for our good. For we know everything that happens in our lives is not because of Satan. Sometimes it's just because we didn't follow his counsel. But according to 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, now thanks be to God who always, not sometimes, always causes us to triumph in Christ. Now, Dr. Vesnes, I know we're almost out of time. So do we want to just curtail the last two until the next time? It's just a little bit more, but you tell me.
I would love to have you come back so you can take your time and develop the rest of it next week, and that'll be fine, because these three nuggets are powerful, if that's all right with you.
That's fine with me. Well, thank you, and God bless you.
Amen, yes. For this powerful word, remembering who he is this Christmas. And Minister Willa gave us five reasons to praise him. She's going to give us five, but she gave us three today, which are absolutely off the hook. Remember him as wonderful. Remember Jesus as your counselor. And third, remember him as our almighty God. And I thank you for that awesome word. So we're going to let you take time next time and just complete those last two and bring it all home. And that was enough to stir our hearts. So all the way from Inglewood, California, Minister Tiffany, if you would come on the line and give us our closing prayer in these last 2 minutes and lift up the prayer request, we would greatly appreciate it. The floor is yours, Minister Tiffany.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your word today, Father, and thank you for reminding us that how important praise is. I pray that you would restore in the women of God who spoke to our hearts and our minds this morning all those things that are needed in her, Father. I thank you for her, and I pray that you would continue to bless her life and prosper her. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless Minister Candy and that you would strengthen her and her family, that you would touch her sister Char and let her know that you are there to comfort her. Be her comfort, oh God, as her son has passed away from this place, oh God. I pray that you would just restore life into her right now. Father, we don't understand, but we know that you do, and we know that you have a plan. And I thank you, Father God, that you are able to get the suspects who are responsible, Father. And I pray that you would just give light unto them, that they would realize that they just cannot do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it. But we know that you are the vindicator, and we know that you have revelation, and I pray that that situation will be in your hands this morning. For Alan, I lift Alan up to you. For liver cancer is a name that must bow unto you. So I ask that you would restore Alan right now in the name of Jesus. And for Candy's daughter, Jerai, I pray Father God, that you would just open up the door that her and her husband needs to walk into in the name of Jesus, oh God. For Jerome Bell, prostate cancer is another name that must bow, Father. Father, I pray that you would just restore his body, Father God. You are the healer, Father God, and we know that you can and you will, Father. And also for Bradley Yates, who also has prostate cancer, Father God, we rebuke that disease right now in the name of Jesus. Even though they say that they cannot find a way to heal cancer, we know that you can, Father. So I pray that you would send those, Father God, who know into the lives of others that their lives will be restored, that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this season, Father God, this season where we're able to celebrate your presence, not the presence, Father God. Help us to be givers, not let us worry about what we could get. Help us to give wellness. Help us to spread life just by opening our mouths and just being nice to someone. Put a smile on our face as we go out, Father God, for there are so many hopeless people, and we know that we can spread hope. So give us the strength and the endurance to do it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Andrea and for back surgery. I pray that you will be the hands that guides the hands in the operating room in the name of Jesus, oh God. For all those who have loved ones who have passed away from this place, comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. For Latricia, I pray that you would open up a door for her to walk in, to be employed. For Joseph, I pray that his relationship with you will be closer. Continue to heal Attorney Everell. And for Caleb, as he goes through surgery with the hernia, touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. For your word says that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. And for every listener on this line, I pray, Father God, if there is stress, if there is worry, if there is depression, I ask that you would lift it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will restore it right now with joy, with hope, and with love. And we'll forever be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you this morning, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. By the blood of Jesus, we seal each and every prayer request. Definitely lifting up Minister Candy and her family and every family and the unspoken prayer request on this line this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that closing prayer. And Minister Willa, what a word, what a word. Remembering who he is this Christmas, I thank you for explaining to us why we praise, and we're looking forward to hearing those other two reasons very soon. And again, Minister Candy, thank you for greeting and seating us in that powerful opening prayer. As Minister Willis said, we could have just had some church this morning. See, when we're pressed, we praise, and we pray with the intensity that rocks all of heaven and disturbs all of hell. So we thank God this morning for each and every one of you. And as we leave this call, we will never, ever leave God's presence. As we say each and every morning, it is now our turn, our mandate, and at most our mission to now choose to submit and obey to the Master's call on our life. Like a fingerprint, everybody has a different call, a different assignment, a different anointing on their lives. And it's our turn to submit to that and then turn around and be that minister in the marketplace to wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness, and today to bring someone into God's marvelous light. So we praise God for that today. And we ask you today to just share the love of Jesus in this season. Share the love of Christ with someone. And we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Have an awesome day in Christ. Bye-bye.